This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Check it out. You already know this your folks. Trillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who? Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us. It's also a Falcons Thursday. Game day right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons kick off tonight at 8:15 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Pre-game show on the Falcons Radio Network starts at 6. That means the Wade Ford tailgate show.
Yeah, man.
Smokey Joe Patrick. Starts at 4 o'clock.
Double them up, Bunk.
You got 2 hours of hard-hitting Atlanta Falcons conversation.
Double them up, Bunk.
Starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We'll also talk to Joe in about 15 minutes from right now as well. Get back into the big story of the day in a few minutes and an AMA to wrap things up at 1:40. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929.
Okay, well, we were just talking. Bo was bringing us up to date on some of the Braves' new closure that they just signed, and to me, you're just going by some of the MLB guys that I, you know, listen to, especially Grant.
Sure,
this is a big deal.
Yeah,
it's a big deal to go get a guy of his caliber. I know that Dave O'Brien just put out that Iglesias still going to be the closer. He's going to be the setup guy, but also a backup closer. So, but whatever. But cool. This seems like it was a big damn deal to get a guy like him in your bullpen.
Yeah, because, I mean, look, in reality, coming out of last year, what were the biggest holes the team had? And bullpen was the worst facet of the Braves team last
year.
I mean, injuries obviously were a big part of it, and certain guys didn't play well and all that, but the bullpen was just not good. Like, and it wasn't guys got hurt, but coming into the year, the bullpen wasn't good.
Right.
Guys, it was populated by mediocre pitchers.
Right.
So going out and getting better guys was a huge part of the offseason. And, I mean, this is the biggest move they've made so far. I know
right.
They got Mike Yastrzemski yesterday, and that's great for some depth in the outfield. And maybe that gives Acuna more opportunity to only DH and rest a little bit, trying to preserve his health. You know, got the shortstop Dubon earlier in the offseason, which you like from a defensive standpoint. But, yeah, this is the biggest move they've made.
Yeah. And hold on. Tell me more about this shortstop guy, because they brought him in. But y'all were telling me that he can't hit.
No, yeah, not really. He's not a great hitter. He's a great fielder.
Great fielder?
Yeah.
Great enough fielder that it overcomes.
Gold glove fielder.
Huh?
Gold glove fielder.
Because that was the one thing about different shortstop. Like, they can field the hell out of their position.
Yeah.
But does the fielding outweigh the hitting?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, well, I still want his
hitting's better than Nick Allen.
Come on, man.
And his fielding
Nick
is better,
Allen
too.
Started
yeah, no, I know.
Many games.
Because, I understand that.
You know,
yeah.
That's no, also mean, probably the only thing that they had.
The bar was so low for Very what the low. Braves got offensively from the shortstop position last year.
Right.
That, yeah, he's better. But, yeah, I mean, you're still hoping that they can upgrade that spot.
Right. Like, ideally, you want Dubon to be a utility
infielder. If Dubon's your utility infielder, that's great.
Fantastic.
You feel really
situation,
good about that, and that's awesome. If he's, and they've said, because they know what the deal is with the money and the ownership, they've said if he's the starter, they're comfortable with that.
Oh, God.
Which is always like company speak for, I hope that doesn't happen. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know exactly what you're saying.
You know how many times Raheem said he's comfortable with stuff this year that he's not particularly comfortable with,
right,
but they don't have a better option for it,
yeah,
you know? We're comfortable with Kirk Cousins as our backup.
Yeah,
they didn't want that to be true.
Clayface, Jeff Passan just said it, but between, I call him Clayface, his face like he's made out of clay.
Oh.
Yeah.
He does look like a doll.
Yeah.
He looks
like
sort of like a creepy, like puppet.
Between Robert Suarez and Rafael Iglesias, Atlanta has two of the top five relievers with the most saves over the last two seasons. With the healthy Chris Sale, Spencer Swellerblock, Spencer Strider, plus a full season of Hurston,
yeah,
the pitching could take a huge leap.
There you go.
Possibility.
Could.
It's a possibility.
There's a, could.
Yeah. What's. Yeah, where's old boy that was doing last year, the shortstop? The Japanese guy. He's still on the streets.
Korean, yeah, but he's hanging
Korean,
out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He's still on the streets. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So they can still sign him.
Okay. I'm just making sure, man, because I ain't going through another Brave year. I will put their ass away so fast.
We put them away pretty fast.
I put them away, man.
What was the final straw last year? It was like, all right, we're not talking about this anymore.
Oh, God. I don't remember.
It was like
remember.
After the All-Star break when they came out and played okay but, for a minute.
But you remember Michael was killing it.
Well, yeah, Michael played
Michael
good
Michael was killing
after a
it. And then something
sure.
happened, and we both were like, all right, man.
All right, enough of that.
I'm
we're going to transition
right,
into
well, – I'm done.
Which is kind of what we're going to do right now. We're going to transition into talking about football. Let's get to the big story
done.
Of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
The coaches were called in and told that Jerome Moore was being fired. They then were calling in the team to tell them the same news. And then a short time ago, Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel released a statement that you read a part of, where essentially it says that following a university investigation, credible evidence was found that Coach Moore engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. The conduct constitutes a clear violation of university policy, and Michigan maintains zero tolerance for such behavior. Biff Pogge has been appointed head football coach in an interim capacity, effective immediately, and obviously a lot more to this story that comes to the forefront in the days and weeks to come.
It's undefeated, Andy. Undefeated.
It is.
Undefeated. Got another one.
No, man.
Got another one.
You got.
It's in your contract that you cannot, and again, he ain't the only person that this has happened to. We understand.
Yeah, but he's
that.
The only one we're talking
but
about.
But the only
right
one we're talking
now.
About right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
You got handpicked to be a head football coach at a school, taking a job that, in my opinion, is one of the top jobs of any sport in college. Hell, in the being a Michigan football head coach is a big freaking deal. And you got that opportunity. Do I believe that people are out for you and everything? I do. But at the same time, that didn't make you do what you did. And as we said earlier, somebody tipped off the people or whatever. They did the initial investigation into the initial tip. Didn't find anything. Nothing credible. All right. He signs a new coach. They go on to sign this big recruiting class. He's getting his staff. And then all of a sudden, poof.
Yeah. And that's what makes me believe, just like the timeline of it. If they really just wanted to do this, it seems like they would have done it earlier.
Right.
Right? Because waiting until right now when the coaching carousel has completely ended and making your job of replacing him so much harder doesn't make any sense if the athletic department is just flat out or whatever, the boosters or whoever
right.
it is, whoever these mysterious people in the shadows are that are out to get him. If they were just trying to get him, then they would have done it earlier. Something became
something
evident over the last couple of days,
yep.
right?
Yeah.
Now, I buy that they probably wanted to protect their signing class last week. But if they knew this months ago, then they would have just done it then and replaced him and had that guy deal with their signing class.
Correct.
Right? So, yeah, now they're, you know, now they're in a really weird spot where everyone else has been hired. I mean, Matt Campbell probably would have been the number one target.
More than likely.
Matt Campbell's at Penn State now, and that took a weird timeline. Obviously, Lane Kiffin's at LSU and all of the other, I mean, all kind of hot candidates from the Tulanes and the James Madisons and places like
they're
that
gone.
Have all gotten those great new
but
jobs.
But to me, that don't seem like it's Michigan.
No.
Yeah, Michigan is, you got a coach at a big-time program, and we're going to get him.
Yeah.
That's to me.
Let's go back. Let's go back a little bit and just think about who they, like, Sharon Moore is an outlier because he was handpicked by Harbaugh.
Right.
Harbaugh was because he's a Michigan man, and he had had so much success coaching so many different places. Pre-Harbaugh was who? Hoke?
Yeah.
And where had he been?
He was there. He's at San Diego State, I think, right?
Yeah.
I think it was San Diego State.
That one didn't work out great. Right. Rich Rod obviously had had all the success at West Virginia. It was Lloyd Carr, right? And he was there for a long time.
He was there for a long time.
Maybe I'm missing someone.
You're missing somebody in between there.
Is there?
Who? No, because Lloyd Carr left. After Lloyd, it was Rich Rod. Then Rich Rod, it was Hoke. And then Hoke, it was.
So we're not missing
it. No, we're not missing anybody. Yeah, we're not missing then Harbaugh.
So, yeah. I mean, I guess if you go through that history, I think things have changed also at Michigan, too, though. Like,
what do you mean?
They've invested way more in football over the last 5 years than they ever have. Like, Harbaugh didn't have the resources that he needed when he first was there and then convinced them and won his way into getting more commitment from the athletic department.
Yeah.
Like, they've put way more money into it than they ever have over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So, it's probably even a better job now than it ever was.
Oh, no. It is a premier prime job. And the one thing they did is they got a taste of it.
Exactly.
They got a taste of it.
And now they're going to spend
They got a taste of it.
But I think they thought for a long time that we have Harbaugh and we're Michigan. We've got the M. You know, we can win with that.
Right.
And it proved to not be true.
Yes.
And then they started doing all this, you know, they had extra money and they're cheating their asses off and all that kind of stuff. And it worked.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
I don't think they would trade what they got for what has happened. Because they got the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a pretty embarrassing couple years.
Hell yeah, it has been.
Like,
I saw something.
They've been dragged through the damn mud.
Ain't Sean Rome suspended for a game next year? Still, I mean, it's been like that, you know. And it's one of those things where I'm saying, like, whoever their hire is, it can't be affiliated with him. You know how the Braves always, and this is not the Braves always.
Yeah, but it's just you're making an example.
They can't go with anybody that was affiliated with this.
So then take Jed Fish off the list.
Yeah, you
right?
gotta.
Because I've seen him, his name
everywhere. It seems like you gotta bring in a guy like of the level of a Kalen DeBoer or somebody like that.
Yeah. If they can pull that off.
That don't have nobody in this thing. The thing with Kalen DeBoer is he more comfortable in Alabama or Michigan? If he's the guy. I'm just saying.
I don't know how to really articulate this.
I'm with you.
So tell me if it makes sense.
All right.
But doesn't he just kind of like. Doesn't it feel like it makes more sense him at Michigan?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
but to me,
and that's what I always hated about everyone saying, "Hey, you can't come from up there and go down there." He's got him in the playoffs, so he knows.
But the
what
thing
he's
about
doing.
It is, Bunk. I guess because Nick was there so long and did so many great things, I don't know who was a good fit for that job.
Right. And I do think, like, again, replacing the guy is always really hard to do.
Yes.
A pretty good job of it. Like, they're in the playoffs.
They're in the playoffs,
and they almost made the playoff last year too.
Yeah.
And I realize it's Alabama, so almost anything is not the standard. But, like, to take over, and that was a weird deal, too, because that was even later than this.
Right.
Saban retired out of the blue, and they had to sort of scramble and replace. So to be able – his record over the course of 2 years is what, like 18-6 or something like
something
that?
Like
or
that.
19-6?
But Nick did lose 6 games in 6 years.
Well, his first year he did.
Yeah, but that don't really count.
Well, then we got to give Kalen credit for doing what he did then.
You know it's different.
Why?
Because who he came after, the expectations.
I know that, but like I'm just saying, like in terms of the situation, he's done pretty well.
I never said he hasn't. Okay. I never said he hasn't. Yeah. But that's not – me and you don't have to make that judgment because we're not Alabama fans. The Alabama fans ain't happy with it.
I know, but if he wins 4 games right now, they're going to be national champions.
I agree with that.
So like will they be happy with that?
Of course they would. Of course they would, but they're not betting on that.
I know.
They don't think Alabama.
And I'm not betting on that either. I'm not betting on that. Now, they are going to get healthier. They're going to get some guys back.
Yeah.
So they'll probably – and they're – you know, they should be able to win – I don't know. They didn't beat Oklahoma a couple weeks ago.
Today, right after me and Andy are done, Dukes and Bell have a live broadcast from Gus Dunn's and Ackworth, brought to you by Miller Lite. They have the pregame analysis and everything leading you up to Andy and Joe Patrick. And they will have Bud Light specials. That's Guston's and Ackworth, Dukes and Bell, 2 to 4 today.
Caller number 3 right now. We're going to send you to the 15th anniversary of the Rockville Metal and Punk Festival in Daytona Beach at the Daytona International Speedway. Caller number 3, 404-726-0929. We're sending you to the metal show. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. 20 minutes away from the AMA, Ask Me Anything. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Call us up, get on hold, and ask us anything. Sorry, Bo, you told me the name of the winner, but there's a lot going on. Jimmy and Griffin.
Oh, Jimmy from the grill.
Shout out to Jimmy and Griffin.
Love my Griffin folk, Andy. You know that how that is.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I was in Griffin recently. Beautiful part of the state.
Yeah, man.
I saw a payphone at a gas station. Like
that's
a
Griffin.
Working payphone.
That's Griffin.
I haven't seen one of those in years.
That's Griffin.
I took a picture of it because I was so astonished.
That's the grill.
I went over because my kids didn't know what it was. They were like, what is it? I was like, it's a phone.
Yeah.
Like you could just publicly use it. I picked it up. There was a dial tone and everything.
Yeah, man.
Pretty good.
Did you put it up to your ear?
Yeah.
Did you, like touch it to your skin?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
What's going to happen?
I don't know, dude. You might get one of them new keloids. You might get cauliflower ear.
Well, this was in This was in October. So I think I'm okay.
You know, that cauliflower is delayed.
Resting.
Has your ear been itching lately?
Matter of fact, it has.
Hey, man, that's when it starts.
I got that Griffin cauliflower.
Hey, man. Start like a mosquito bite.
Look at that. We started out praising Griffin, and now I got cauliflower ear from the payphone. Sorry about that, Griffin. Jimmy was caller number three, and he is going to go to the 15th anniversary of the Rockville Metal and Punk Festival in Daytona Beach. That's at the Daytona International Speedway, Thursday, May 7th. Through Sunday, May 10th, featuring over 160 bands, including Guns N' Roses, Five Finger Death Punch, Foo Fighters, and more. Tickets are provided by Rockville. To purchase tickets, visit welcometorockville.com. We'll have one more pair to give away tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
I feel like that's a place Joe would go.
Where?
Feels like a metal guy, doesn't he?
Oh, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gets his rage out. Exactly. Puts his headphones on his car. And spazzes out. All
right. Before he goes to Flower Branch.
Before he goes and gets D-led that five-finger death punch. All right, let's get Joe.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
Not today, though. Joe's in a great mood today. Not only is it game day for the Falcons,
Hold on. First of all, him and Caleb are our update guys. Do wonderful jobs. They do wonderful jobs as an update guy. Joe is our Falcons insider, reporter, everything, right?
Yeah.
Right? Today, the Falcons have a game, a standalone game.
Yeah.
That you and him will be.
Against a divisional opponent
that you and him will be breaking down at 4 o'clock today for all the people
sharp.
That.
Be sure to tune
in. Joe, it's Joe's day to do updates.
Uh-huh.
And Joe leads off. Now, note, he works for us. He's part of the 92.9 The Game family.
Home of the Falcons.
Home of the Falcons. And he starts his damn update up with Sharon Moore. The controversy, the arrest, the firing. Not with the Falcons. Did he say anything? Did you say anything about the Falcons in the update?
Did he mention the Falcons?
I don't think he did.
I think he talked about.
I mentioned them. They play today. You know, their Cummins out.
How much time do you get for the update? Like how much content time? Is it 25 seconds, 45 seconds? What is it?
About 30 seconds. It's more like 20 seconds because we have to leave time for the sponsor at the front of the flash.
So you get 20 seconds of content. 17 of those 17 seconds of them. We're dedicated
and,
to show.
Oh, and the Falcons play tonight.
Falcons play tonight right here on Sports
Radio. Are you – goodness.
Listen, I got to, you know – I don't want to make too much light of the human toll that this scandal takes, because there are victims with regards to Sharon Moore's family and all that.
Yep.
Having said that, I mean, the guy, you know, I can't help but think back to the Connor Stallions kind of that whole scandal, and that Sharon Moore deleted evidence. He got rid of evidence in the case and said that, because he was just so disturbed that someone would harm, you know, the university, that, you know, the Michigan program, like Stallions did. He was so upset that he, you know, deleted the emails or whatever it was, the phone records. You know, I just have no love lost for the guy, to be perfectly honest. And then after Ohio State beat Michigan, you know, a few weeks ago, that will be, you know, remembered by myself, obviously, for all eternity. You know, Ryan Day goes out to shake his hand at midfield, and his players come out to protect the M on the field. And Ryan Day has to be like, what are we doing here? Get your guys off the field. And then at that point, Sharon Moore, like, turn around, like, yeah, hey, everybody go to the locker room. You know, just like, I'm, you know, obviously, like, you can never predict that this kind of thing would happen. But let me just say, I'm just not that surprised.
All right. There
Damn, Joe.
Now, I will say the protecting of the M was among the top five dorkiest
dumbest thing ever
that's happened in college football.
He just got our ass whooped. Are you talking about to protect the M?
Yeah, no thanks. Walk on the M. We just got smoked. I'm going to go to the locker room.
Get some damn broth.
Yeah, I'm getting out of here. All right, so the Falcons play tonight against the Bucs. Obviously, you and I will have plenty of time to really, really dive into this thing in a couple hours from right now, which I'm really looking forward to. If the game goes similarly to how Sunday went, do you think that they make a move in this sort of mini-buy?
I mean, it's obviously possible, but my spidey senses would say no. I just feel like they're prepared to just finish out the season as it is. And part of this, you know, it's hard to like say exactly why I feel this way. It is just kind of, you know, when you're up there, that's just kind of the feeling of like the little conversations that you have with people. It just doesn't feel like it's like a do or, you know, do or lose your job kind of situation. Although you can never say that it's, you know, out of the realm of possibilities, obviously. And I would say that I do expect something to happen shortly after the season is over.
Really quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I could, like, are you? I mean, you're talking about like Monday morning, quick.
Yeah. Similarly, like, you know, I don't know if it'll be exactly like Arthur Smith. I mean, he was done like in the middle of the night. Maybe like when the clock struck midnight, they announced that release when they decided to move on from him. I don't know if it'll be exactly like that, but yeah. I mean, it's called, what is it, Black Monday for a reason. You know, I would imagine that if they're going to make a move, that would be when it happens. And you know, just having been inside the locker room this week, you know, it's just not the vibe that you want to see, obviously, at this point of the year. And you know, we would have come into this week again in the game against the Bucks expecting it to be a huge game, right? You know, that had huge ramifications for either of these two teams and their goals to make the season. And you know, what are we left with? It's Raheem Morris talking about playing spoiler, and that's obviously not where anyone wants to be. And then obviously there's a whole lot of other controversies on top of that that have really cropped up this week.
What other controversies, Joe?
Well, you know, like, you know, Ray McLeod coming out, you know, I see people kind of dancing around the Ray thing a little bit. Like when he's using the exact words he's ending his Instagram post with, it was never performance based, which is exactly the words that Raheem Morris said. To me, that is a direct shot at the leadership from Raheem Morris. But, and the fact that he was
definitely,
but hold on, it's laced with God in scriptures.
Well,
how was a man who's praising God taking shots?
Well, you know, there's a duality to everything. But,
duality of man, that's right.
Yeah, exactly. But then even worse, I think, is to, like, to see, you know, the support from, like, teammates cropping up in the likes of that post and all that stuff and the replies. So, you know, that speaks to me like a team that's set up. Now, we'll see. I mean, the games are always interesting because you get to see some, like, data, basically, and some evidence of what you think is going on. So it'll be interesting to see how the guys come out and perform tonight.
I mean, I don't even know where the damn ask is, Joe. Because I know you're Andy, you're about to get deep dive.
You don't give it all away, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, don't give it all away. Joe.
Well, Bo proposed we could get Suarez signing with the Braves. That's exciting news we have to talk about.
We might.
I was going to go there with you. Because, Andy are deep diving later on. What did you think of the signing? Because to me, when Bo said something in the back page, I was like, cool. But now you look at it, it seems like it's a big deal they went and got this guy.
Yeah, no, I think so. And like, listen, I'm not as deep into the Braves as I used to be when I was covering them. Like, I don't really know the minutiae of exactly what they need and profiles of arms and all that kind of. You know, I do still trust Alex Anthopoulos to these kinds of signings in particular, especially bullpen arms. I know that, you know, they haven't always hit, but I always like the idea of adding to that part of the team. And I mean, I think it just gives them a lot more options, a lot more flexibility. And I like the signing overall.
I'm not going to play tonight. Do you think that Kyle Pitts is going to play tonight?
I do. But again, it'll be interesting to see. Frankly, I'm interested to get into a press conference with Raheem Morris as soon as this is over, which I think will be Monday, most likely Friday, the what would normally be the Monday press conference, to ask about Drake and to ask about, you know, whether they're considering shutting him down potentially, you know, longer term than he's been, because this will be the fourth game that he's missed. And typically when a player's going to miss four games, you know, you put that player on IR, that sets them out for four games and allows you to replace them. So they clearly thought that he would be back earlier, and that's why they didn't do that. But he said, you know, he had a comment about, like, the knee isn't firing up. And so that is a little bit concerning with his ability to, you know, obviously get ready to play. Because he has not practiced at all since this happened. And, you know, we heard from Raheem Morris, I believe it was at the beginning of last week, saying that he was – kind of considered day to day from week to week. And so, but he still has not been able to play. So I'm interested about that. Pitts, you know, I would expect him to play. It's always, you know, it's questionable, and we don't really see these guys practice outside of just warming up. So I would imagine that if he does play, he's going to get plenty of work because Kirk has really been going to him a lot. He gave him 10 targets, I believe, last week.
Yeah, it's nobody else to throw it to at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
Joe, we appreciate it. We'll see you in a couple hours.
I'll see you in a little bit, Andy.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game, Falcons reporter, who on game day, what is it, week 15? Yeah. Game day week 15, we spent the majority of the interview talking about a college football firing and a bullpen pitcher that the Braves signed.
Yes.
That tells you where we're at, unfortunately, with the Falcons. Boy, is that a bummer.
Yep.
It's unfortunate that this is what it's come to, but it has.
We're
going to spend 2 hours on it. A little bit later on, so be sure to be with us for that. As for me and Randy, we've got one segment left, and we're going to answer all your questions. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up and ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Pride!
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and RightFromTheHeart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show also brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. What?
Pride!
Oh, I've got plenty of that.
Where's your pride?
I'm filled with
pride. Take it out in blood.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I keep the blood inside of me. Don is in Atlanta. Hey, Don.
Andy.
Hi, Don.
Man, I can't tell you. Perfect timing this morning. Okay. I am coming out of Quick Trip with my hot coffee and my cinnamon bun. Mm-hmm. I get down to bite into my cinnamon bun, and guess what I hear you say? Gotta leave the company buns alone.
Yes.
it's credit to George
credit
Foster.
Credit my man though. George Foster, man. It's the funniest damn thing I've heard in so long. Yeah. The company buns.
Oh, it was hilarious, man. I'm still laughing since 11:30 this morning.
The company buns.
Was written by George Foster.
Company buns is still the most funniest thing ever.
Yeah, you can look, man. Call it what you want to call it. Blanking where you eat.
Yep.
Whatever.
Yep.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't
man.
Do it.
Don't
you,
do it.
You got a job. This goes for everybody.
Company buns.
You're a delivery driver right now listening to us. Don't mess with the receptionist.
No.
And I mean, it seems like it would be obvious for a person with a high profile job like that who already feels like maybe some of the people are out to get him.
And I'm doing this.
Yeah. Don't give them a reason to get you. You know?
Yep.
If I feel like somebody's out to get me, you know what you can definitely do to avoid that?
High five them.
Yeah, high five them.
Yep.
And win.
Yep.
Because they're not going to, I mean, if they were undefeated in the playoffs.
Oh, this wouldn't have got done.
Yeah. He could have all the company buns he wanted.
Yeah.
But you still shouldn't.
Yeah. But he can get a whole case of it.
Yeah, honey buns.
A whole case of honey buns.
I'll leave it. All
yeah,
right.
Leave it alone.
Chris is in Smyrna. Hey, yeah. Hey Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing? I want to ask you guys both a quick question. So if you could own any one piece of sports memorabilia, it could be your favorite player's jersey that he wore during a certain game. It could be a baseball that your favorite player might have hit out of the park. It could be any historic piece of sports memorabilia that you could own. What would it be? For me, it would probably be Kobe's final game against Utah, the jersey he wore. I would have it signed. Cool. That's a pretty iconic piece. So what about you guys?
He dropped 60 that game, didn't he?
Yeah, on 50 shots.
That's okay.
I want Hank's jersey when he breaks the record.
Okay.
Mr. Aaron. I want Mr. Aaron's the jersey he wore when he broke the record. Yes.
I would like that Tiger Woods, the black Titleist putter that he had when he won the 97 Masters.
Okay.
I think he won the other 14 majors with a different putter, but the black one he had that had like the gold insert on the front of it, that he won the 97 Masters with. He puts it in, he wins by 12,
right,
breaks all the records, all that. I would love to have that one hanging in a memorabilia case somewhere.
Would you, would you use it?
Not like on the course.
Oh, okay.
But I'd probably putt with it in the house.
Okay.
Just to feel,
right,
felt like. But no, I don't think I would use it on the course.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to mess it up.
I'm just thinking, would you go out there and try to putt with that thing? Like, if say for instance, because you're on the green. The green is, we're not going to get that dirty on the green.
I kind of would want to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also, like, it would be hard because that thing must cost. What do you think that would cost to buy? Like $1 million or something like
probably.
That? Then at that point, you can't.
Right.
You can't do it.
But you think about
it. You think about it.
Yeah.
Gabe is in East Atlanta. Hey, Gabe.
And Andy Randy.
What's up, Gabe?
What's up, fellas?
How are you?
Hey. Good, man. How y'all doing? It's game day. I don't know.
Doesn't feel like it.
It's game day, baby. You got to make it. Even if you got to fake it, it's game day.
Because
it is game day. The Falcons will be playing tonight.
Yeah, and we're all going to watch it.
Yes.
They'll be doing something. So my question is, and it's football related. So there's this talk show on the AM side of the radio. And this guy said, we should hope they lose out. Me, personally, I paid season tickets. I got PSLs, and I even go to away games. Why on God's green earth would I want to pay to go watch them lose, even if it benefits us? So y'all tell me your thoughts on, like, the idea of round, like, tanking. We're not paid money. I don't want to go see a loser. That's just terrible thought process.
Thank you, Gabe. Thank you, Gabe. We appreciate it.
I don't comment on AM shows.
So. FM only.
Yeah, I don't comment on
92.9.
Yeah, I don't comment on that.
And again, like, there's even in years where the Falcons have had their first round draft pick, we've been pro winning on this show. We've wanted them to win football games
all the time.
They don't have it this year. I know they have other draft picks, which also are impacted by their amounts of losses. But no, I think they'd be better off winning games. I think they'd be better off doing that. So That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, man.
Tomorrow could be a victory
Tomorrow
Friday.
Tomorrow could be a victory Friday.
Imagine that.
Oh, dude.
Headed into a it's the holiday season.
Yes.
So every weekend kind of feels like a holiday weekend. Right. You know? We're having the holiday party tomorrow night.
Yes.
Think of how much more fun you and me are going to have tomorrow night.
I'm having
more
fun.
If the Falcons win tonight.
I mean, it'd be great if they won tonight. It'd be great if they went down there and won tonight.
Our fun tomorrow night is going to have
zero damn
percent
effect.
To do with the Falcons.
Zero damn effect.
Hey, shout out to Tyler, by the way. I was at the liquor store over there on Piedmont.
Right.
Because they had the Aquavit that I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyler was in the store. I don't know exactly what he does, but maybe he's a distributor or something like that.
Okay.
But he saw me, and he's a big listener, and said, what's up, and said he's going to be listening. And he said, oh, do you have the day off today because of the company party yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, I don't. I'm on my way to work.
Yes.
And he goes, oh, you must be getting drinks for your party tomorrow night.
Yes.
And I was like, you really do listen, Tyler.
Yeah, man.
You're listening good. Yesterday's company party, just quickly, was a great time. They did tell us the wrong starting time.
Who told us the wrong time?
I don't know, but
okay.
Everyone seemed to be told the wrong time because we all got there at 2.
Right.
And the lights were all on and there was no food yet. There wasn't even a bartender.
Yes. Yes.
And then they were like, no, it actually starts at 4.
Oh.
So
yeah, I was like, well.
Maybe they thought it was mountain time.
I was here. All right. But yeah, I signed in and everything.
You were here.
I was here.
We can all attest. You and I had a beer.
Yeah, but yeah.
Then you left.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you were here for the allotted amount of time.
Yes.
It's not your fault the party hadn't started yet.
Exactly.
You were told that it was going.
Yes.
Oh, man. Classic. All right, Will is in Suwannee. Hey, Will.
Hey, guys. I just want to say one thing. Go Dawgs, of course.
Go Dawgs.
Of course.
Go Dawgs. Yeah, I like that. Also, okay, I know something, right? I can't be the only one rooting for the Panthers this week, okay? Because the Falcons, I think we're going to win tonight.
Okay.
Aside Mike Evans being back and Emeka Buga being back, I am rooting for the Panthers to beat the Saints so we don't see the Bucs in the playoffs. Because that'd be a great thing.
Okay. All right.
Good for you.
What is your guys' views on that?
Oh, good for you.
I mean,
first of all, good for you.
I know that the Saints are a bigger rival.
Yeah, but I don't want the Bucs in. Why do I care? I mean, the Falcons aren't in.
Yeah, the Falcons aren't in.
The Falcons aren't in. Well, I'm not one. You know me. I'm not one to root for other stuff like that.
I mean, my wife's a casual Panthers
fan.
I'm
not no Panthers fan because of the damn owner. All right.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I can't stand him, and I don't want his team to prosper at all.
I don't have any Saints fans in my family.
I don't either. I got Saints friends.
Saints friends.
Yeah, Saints friends. But they all play.
Well, Bo's in the family.
Bo's family. Yeah, never mind.
Bo, you know, like blood. You know what I mean?
But there's
Bo. Yeah, Bo's family.
But I don't want the Saints to win either.
No. I mean, I think people would be happy to see. Yeah, but the Saints, you're right. The Saints are out too.
Yeah, I don't want the Saints to win. I don't want the Saints to win.
Yeah, man, this is tough. The 6-1, half a dozen of the other between the Panthers and the Bucs.
I like Todd Bowles.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Bowlesy guy.
I kind of like Canales.
Yeah.
Seems okay.
Yeah.
Stays fit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't care who goes to the playoffs. No, out of the division.
I don't. I really, really don't.
I really don't.
I really, really don't.
Adam's in Missouri. What part? It's a big state.
I'm going to drive through St. Louis.
All right, the Lou.
All right, yeah, the arch.
Yeah, I got a good laugh out the payphone story, Andy. But man, does the raw dog have any boundaries?
And, sure doesn't.
And just with all the but I do got a real question though. Just listening to all the coach hiring and firing going on, Randy, you might know, or Andy, do the coaches get paid game checks, or are they on a regular salary payroll?
Good question.
I have no clue.
Interesting question, Adam. I don't know.
I don't know. I would think that.
Because the players during the season, you get a check once a week, right?
Yes, right.
And that's like the whole annual salary divided by 17?
Correct.
Then what happens in the playoffs? Is it like playoff checks or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. But everybody gets the same amount in playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody gets the same amount.
Yeah, I wonder what that is for coaches.
What, do they get paid like an off season? What do you mean?
Do they get paid every 2 weeks like we do?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody gets paid around the same time. I'm assuming.
But, or, okay. So, like, Raheem gets a check every other Friday like we do all year.
Well, we get paid on Tuesdays.
No, I'm talking about, okay, every other Tuesday, whatever.
Yeah, right.
Or does he get 17 checks during the season?
I don't know about it. I don't know that.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't know that.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Not sure. Tito is incoming. Hey, Tito.
Hey, guys, I got two questions. What's your favorite sports football movie, and do you consider Die Hard a Christmas movie like I do?
Thank you, Tito.
Hell no, Tito.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
Because there ain't no cheer and glee. It's a bunch of killing and violence. Killing and violence does not sound like Christmas to me. Sorry.
Didn't that Run sorry, DMC not Christmas
sorry.
Song
Sorry, date? Not sorry. Bo, you're not going to convince me.
The Run DMC. Here's my thought.
Not going to convince
me. First of all, call it what you
not
want.
Not going to convince
me. I don't care. But if you can watch it more this time of year because you get away with calling it a Christmas movie, great, because it's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
It's a really fun movie to watch.
It's a great movie.
And if you can work it into the mix instead of, you know, like Prancer or Miracle on 34th Street or some garbage. Because there's some garbage Christmas
this is
movies
nothing,
out there.
But they're talking, I would never watch no damn Prancer or no 34th Miracle.
Yeah, it's not good.
Okay, we'll never watch that. I watch Die Hard any time of year. I don't watch This Christmas outside of Christmas. I don't watch The Grinch or none of these other things.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
Love The Christmas Carol, the cartoon with Scrooge McDuck. I watch it every year.
But you would only watch it.
I would
only
watch it Christmas. Yeah. I'll watch Die Hard anytime.
Yeah, so that kind of makes it probably not a
sorry,
Friday
not after sorry.
Next. Huh? What about Friday After Next?
I'll only watch Friday After Next Christmas time.
So then it's a Christmas movie.
I said that.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Again.
No, I take that back. I'll take that back. I watch that anytime too. Because anytime I can see Pinky come through that door.
There you go.
Anytime Pinky come through the door.
Was that the first? Was the Run DMC Christmas movie, Christmas in Hollis, was it out before that movie? Or was that the first time? Was it that soundtrack the first time that song came out, the Die Hard?
Oh, I
remember
the limo driver
was listening to it.
I understand. It had to be before.
Was it? Okay.
I think it was before.
Okay. All right. Ty is in Buckhead. Hey, Ty.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hi, Ty.
No, Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, I have two for you. If you had to sing it, what song could you sing from the front to the back? Someone was holding something to you and like, hey, you better sing this song from the front to the back. And what's the worst gift you ever got from a workplace? Quick story that we all went to our little Christmas dinner and they put these packages in front of us and we were all excited. And it was jackets to a new company they just sold us to.
Oh.
So that was just wonderful.
That's
so,
pretty brutal.
So, those are my two questions for you. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Ty.
He said from front to back.
I couldn't sing it in reverse, but I know all the words to La Bamba. I think I could sing it.
And you know it in Spanish, too, right?
I have to. Yeah. I mean, I do know what it means in English. Pretty close. Pretty close. What was the other part?
I can sing a children's story by Slick Rick. Love the song.
There you go.
Love it.
Okay.
It.
And then the other part was the worst gift I've gotten from a company?
I would never do that.
We don't really, I mean, you know, we get those nice pistachios from Arthur.
Oh, I got to get my
year.
Nuts out of here today.
That's pretty, yeah, you better. Don't leave your nuts here. Me and Joe are supposed to work in this damn studio. I'm trying to think. Like, we don't really get much stuff.
No, we got a nice beanie.
That was a nice beanie.
Yeah, nice beanie.
Odyssey got us a nice beanie.
Yeah, I like that
one.
Those
are pretty cool. I think people are going to wear those. Other than that, like, I don't get a lot of Christmas stuff.
I don't get a lot of Christmas stuff either.
You get, like, when you were on a team, did somebody get, like, all the guys on offense something?
Yeah.
Quarterback would get? Yeah. Those are probably pretty
those
good.
Those are always good, yeah.
Yeah, those are probably
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that was awesome.
We need a quarterback around here. Get us some gifts. We got Arch. Arch is our quarterback.
Yeah, Arch need to get
us some gifts.
We need. Yeah, man, Archie. Well, he's down in Tampa right now. But
yeah, but you know, I mean,
he's in Tampa right now.
We'll see him before Christmas. Maybe.
Yeah, but I would do the gifts for the. I would do gifts, but just for tight ends. That was it.
Okay.
Yeah, I would just.
Well, we tend to get each other stuff on the show. Yeah, but that's always the same.
That's always the same thing. But no, I want to get y'all something, but y'all don't. You're not a arrive at the spot with your own drink for me to get y'all this gift. Meaning, you know how I come in your house with a cooler, a beer every single time? Like, yeah. I'm going to come tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about getting y'all something like that, but I was like, Donald never go anywhere with beer. You don't transport beer.
I usually bring beer, but I just bring it in the box.
Because you don't transport it. Like, for yourself to drink alone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, if you want to get me a cooler,
yeah.
You can get me a cooler.
Yeah. Something like that.
All right, let's get like the takeaways.
Yeah, you'll see it tomorrow. Yeah, I was like, should I get these guys one of these? Andy only wants positive vibes on golf on Instagram.
I do.
And then office buns will forever be funny to me.
forever.
But avoid them, though.
Off his butt.
Avoid them. Fight the urge. you have the urge. Fight it.
Off
his butt. You can get delayed cauliflower ear in Griffin, Georgia.
Yeah, man. Put raw dog in them payphone.
Payphone.
Yeah.
Tight, sticky coverage. That was talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, I thought you were talking
about Bonnie Blue.
Yeah.
No, that wouldn't
She's
be that.
She's nasty.
That first word wouldn't be that. I thought you were talking about company buns.
Company buns. Will never be fun. Will never not be funny.
Have a great game day. Go Falcons. Talk to you in 2 hours. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.